Make Michigan great again.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, February 4th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You just heard the commercial during the break for Jim Runstead and Bernadette Smith. They are running to be the chair and co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party at the state convention upcoming in Detroit. February 21st will be the Friday night caucuses for each congressional district. And then Saturday, February 22nd, the Michigan Republican Party's corporation will be hosting their state convention. Over 2,000 delegates will be in attendance and will be voting for the next chair and co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Well, one of the candidates, Scott Greenlee, backed out of his run for Michigan Republican Party chair yesterday, Monday, and endorsed former co-chair Michonne Maddock, who announced her bid for the seat in December. Now, interesting, that they did this together because their political consultant, John Yab of Strategic National, was handling both of their campaigns, basically working together. What they were afraid of is that perhaps they were going to be splitting the vote and Jim Runstead would be the victor. With Greenlee backing out of the run for the chair in endorsing Maddock, the other candidate that John Yab is running the campaign for, they felt maybe perhaps it was a better way to go to make sure John Yab, Strategic National, was victorious in being able to get a huge political consulting contract from Maddock, who said Friday night at the Charlevoix County Republican event that she would absolutely retain, sign a contract to have John Yab, Strategic National, be the consultant for the Michigan Republican Party in this election cycle. MERS has learned that President Donald Trump's political team is involved in the chair's race, and that Greenlee will be visiting the White House today, tomorrow being yesterday's news story, today, Tuesday, at their invitation. Greenlee said stepping down was the right thing to do and that the party needed to continue the success that they saw under Pete Hoekstra and not return to the policies floated by Christina Caramo. I find that kind of interesting because the same day yesterday, I got information that Christina Caramo was fully exonerated of any wrongdoing when she was state party chair and, as a matter of fact, actually was very accurate in reporting and telling us about the fundraising activities, basically the money laundering going on within the Michigan Republican Party. Found that to be kind of interesting. The same day, Scott Greenlee backs out of the race and then somewhat attacks Christina Caramo. Greenlee said, "I've known Michonne a long time and I'm confident that she has the experience and ability to lead the party. She will be able to maximize the assistance we get from President Trump, his donors and his team. He said he wants to see a united party and full restoration of the biennial Republican Mackinac Conference. I encourage the other candidates to also put party over self-ambition and consider uniting the party behind President Trump in advance of the convention. Together we can and will win everything for Michigan in 2026, Greenlee said. Well, with Greenlee backing out, endorsing Michonne Maddox, that leaves former Ambassador Joe Sella and State Senator Jim Runstedt as the two other well-known candidates running for the state GOP position. Now, the report just less than a month ago showed these four as the front runners. Well, now it's down to three. In yesterday, Monday afternoon's podcast, John Patrick Yab broke down how he sees the race and said Maddox was responsible for adding the Trump ticket and grassroots to the GOP in Michigan under former chair Ron Weiser. He said the party was going to need the White House and Donald Trump to work closely with the party in Michigan, and Maddox was best placed to do just that. Yab said he saw Trump getting involved in Michigan Republican Party chair campaign in the run-up to the convention, which is scheduled for February 21st and 22nd, as I said earlier. Yab said, quote, "I want what the White House wants. We're going to need them to work closely with the party in Michigan, and they deserve to have a chairman that they trust with the president's time and ultimately the president's money," said Yab. So what this is basically going to lead to, folks, is President Trump once again getting involved in party politics here in the state of Michigan. With Greenlee going to the White House today, I can almost predict with certainty that Donald Trump will come out and endorse Michonne Maddox to be the state party chair. And Greenlee, in his statement, kind of did a right-handed slap at Senator Jim Runstedt and his co-chair chosen person, Bernadette Smith, when he said not return to the policies floated by Christina Caramo. Well, first of all, Jim Runstedt is no Christina Caramo. The state committee members had a meeting and voted on a participation fee. In order to run for state party chair, they settled on $15,000 cash payment from these four candidates to be given to the Michigan Republican Party, supposedly for the cost of the state convention. They were going to basically have to pay this fee in order to run, in order to be on the ballot. They had to get $15,000 from six different donors, and they basically, I think it was a two-week period, they were given to do it. Well, all four of them did that, qualified to be on the ballot, but now John Yab, being the puppet master that he is, pulling strings and getting Greenlee to be the sacrificial lamb, dropping out and endorsing Michonne Maddox. Now, I'm sure Greenlee will be going to speak with President Trump today at the White House and will tell him, of course, that Jim Runstedt is going to be another Christina Caramo. And therefore, Mr. President, we need you to endorse Michonne Maddox. Again, with all due respect, President Donald Trump, I love you as our president, but stay out of Michigan politics. You rammed Mike Rogers down our throats. You endorsed him early in the U.S. Senate race last year. As a result of that endorsement, he refused to debate anybody. With all the candidates that were running to challenge him for that nomination, not one debate, not one single debate did Mike Rogers agree to participate in. Heck, he barely came to any Reagan Day dinners. I believe Charlevoix, Oscar Barden was able to get him to come to Charlevoix. Outside of that, nobody else even saw him. Well, I got Donald Trump's endorsement, so vote for me. And many Republicans, like Pastor Rusty Chatfield and many other loyal Republican establishment folks, did exactly that. Donald Trump endorsed him. He's his guy. I'm voting for him. Then he went on to get his butt kicked by Lisa Slutkin, the Democrat. Why? Because I've talked to a lot of people about that particular race. And a lot of people told me, Randy, I didn't vote for Rogers. I left it blank. Did not appreciate what Donald Trump did in Michigan party politics, endorsing him. Didn't like the fact that he was arrogant, uppity, and refused to debate the other candidates. Not my guy. He wasn't the one I wanted. Therefore, I wasn't going to vote for him. And as a result, even though Rogers claims that he got the most vote for U.S. Senate, more votes than any other Republican who has ever run for that seat, he still lost. And now, with Gary Peters announcing that he's not running for re-election next year, well, guess what? Rogers now floating the idea that he's going to run again. I don't know if he's formally announced, but basically, we'll have some good news soon for people. No, actually, Mike, why don't you just stay in Florida? Why don't you just go away? Because I'm not going to support him ever. I had a face-to-face discussion with him on Mackinac Island, and I asked him point-blank to come on my show and explain to the audience his wife working for the security company that was in charge of the Benghazi embassy the night four Americans died and dealt with Hillary Clinton at the time, the Secretary of State. Come on the show and explain that to the audience. He looked me right in the eye and said, that's a bald-faced lie. Well, if it's a lie, come on the show and let's talk about it. We'll see if he does it. Let's see if he actually runs. And we'll see if Donald Trump comes out and endorses Mashaun Maddox probably today, tomorrow, this week. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, I want to remind you, if you'd like me to text you the screenshot of the information for Dr. Gary Willey over in Sheboygan for Stacy, the laser light treatments, deep tissue laser light treatments, just text me pain and I'll send you the screenshot of the information. You can give her a call, schedule an appointment. Greatly appreciate that. Numerous text messages coming in, blowing up the phone. Tim and Gaylord got an inside source on Rogers' campaign. He is for sure running again. Great. Another complete waste of our time. Christine Gray, how can we contact President Trump and tell him not to get involved? We don't trust Michonne, and we don't trust Greenlee. Well, that's a good idea, good question. I have no idea. Let's see. William Hamilton, Donald LaPierre, we had a forum last night for the GOP chair candidates. Just wanted to make sure you got the links. This looks like District 9 chair candidate forum. So greatly appreciate that, Bill. I'll check it out later. Tom Walker is looking for pain. I'll send you the screenshot. And be sure, Tom, when you call, make sure you mention Trucker Randy because they have a new customer discount. You get two treatments for $99, less than $50 a treatment. So make sure you do that. Pat says, also, let's see. I contacted State Representative Cam Cavett and Senator Michelle Hatenga regarding the public acts. I'm unable to receive the documents, only text messages. Thanks for calling us to action on that. Well, when I spoke with my state representative yesterday, John Roth, and I'm going to talk with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in the next segment about this. John said that the House of Representatives, majority Republicans controlling the State House caucus, has hired former state representative and former Supreme Court Justice candidate Andrew Fink. He's been hired to be their legal counsel. Well, in discussing these bills, these 85 bills with him, he recommended legal advice was that they don't have legal standing. State representatives, state senators don't have legal standing to move forward in a lawsuit regarding those 85 bills. However, What he did recommend, and this is, again, just one attorney's advice, he said that a private individual who's going to be directly impacted by the statutes being signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in a negative way, either you personally or your business, whatever, it would be better if a citizen brought a lawsuit against the governor for signing these bills into law after beyond the deadline. He, John Roth, my state representative, explained to me that Andrew Fink explained to him and the other Republicans in caucus that this process would lead to all 85 bills being found to be unconstitutionally signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So we're going to talk to Ian Murphy about this, see if he knows anything about these 85 bills, whether or not he agrees with Andrew Fink, and whether or not maybe perhaps him and his attorney, David Delaney, could go through them and see where there would be possibly harm or damage to any of us, our radio family, maybe even including him in the Iron Pick, that he would be willing to take that up for us, because as we all know, he doesn't have a problem suing the state of Michigan in the various bureaucratic agencies. I asked John Roth very simply, who forwarded the bills to Whitmer? If Matt Hall didn't do it, and Joe Tate didn't do it, the two speakers, who did he think sent them to the governor? John told me he thinks it was the Secretary of the House, who, of course, is a Democrat, and that she possibly could have forwarded the bills to the governor for signature. So we'll see where this goes. We'll get Ian Murphy's take on it. Maybe he can talk to his attorney, David Delaney. He can do some research on this and then report back to us what he thinks. Very, very interesting process. But with your guys' efforts, they knew that we had put out a call to action. Other state representatives had told John that they had gotten phone calls from some of our listeners yesterday. So what you did, guys, greatly appreciate it. They obviously heard from us, and even some senators were contacted. So we'll see where this goes. We'll have a conversation with Ian Murphy in the next half hour, get his perspective, and see what he's willing to do to help us on this issue. Hour number three, starting with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.